Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Previously on Our Dumb Universe, our group of heroes headed into the evil Null Empire to steal the fastest spaceship in the universe, the Fartknocker, so they could reach the Ur-Brain and fix the broken Earth. They met with Velmok Kvold, leader of the Null, but then he revealed a startling truth. He's Dan Kent's dad! What is to be done by you? Listen to this, the next episode, episode 10, The Null Morpheme.
Hold on, Killmeister. You're not my pops. I knew my pops. He was a bitter melon who pickled his rind. You ain't him.
Indeed, sure, I know. But the Null reproduce via genetic co-option. Our seed infects host children and rewrites their genetic code, adding Null genes. I, being Velmok, have seeded countless worlds. I waggled my Abe Lincoln into the air and off my little victuals flew. One found its way to Earth and to you. I'm sure you noticed your Null heritage, penchant for alcohol, propensity toward gout, inability to sing.
I ain't nothing like you Null. I'm an Earthman.
Pride, I like it, but you are true Null. I mean, really, really proud of the way my boy blew up the Earth. Primo work, truly.
It was one of your damn Null spiders that did it, not me.
You shed them. It's why you smell. You have the Null stink. That stink hardens and turns to Null spider eggs. But they're very fragile. Only one in a billion hatch and survive. But since you're quite the stinker, you up the odds. High five!
I'm not smacking hand meat with you.
Ooh, tough, stoic, like it, love it. You and me, hot dogs later. The rest of you, well, I don't like dangling threads, and we need to cross Earth off the checklist, so... death for all of you.
Wait!
Why?
Because you should look into your heart and see that life is all about smiles and good time fun buns.
Positivity, very nice. But you know, in the kennel of life, it's the dog that eats the other dog that gets the bone. All the bones of the dead dogs. They're made of bones, you get it, right? Okay, time to kill you all.
If you look in your heart, you'll see
Null
that...
Null don't have hearts. And from what I've read, they're just pumping muscles, so I don't see how they're relevant. The Ur-spleen, it just wants death. It wants the end of all things. Life ends in death. I'm just speeding up the process. The Null are cosmic janitors. We simplify, we smooth out the messy bits of the universe by wiping it clean of life. Look at this scrapbook here.
Where were you keeping that book?
My storage sack.
These images are very disturbing, but very well positioned and collaged.
Thanks. Did you notice the deckled edging? Who wants to touch the void first? Weak spear, ignite!
Wait! You promised not to stab us, remember?
Oh, yeah, I... that was... well, isn't my yaunch red? Maybe there's... Well, how about this? Is there anything you want? Maybe I can trade something for killing you. Most of you? Some of you? Or like a contest? I win, I kill you. Something like that. Otherwise, I guess I could just imprison you all until you die of old age. That could work. How's that sound?
Hold on, Killiam Daniels. Maybe we can think something up, okay? Just let us huddle up and don't listen to what we say.
Fine. I do need to jam this book back into my sack anyhow.
Okay, guys. Huddle.
Should we take a knee, Coach?
No. But here's the thing. I have a plan. I know the last one, Flop the Flounder, but this time I have a good feeling, and not just the feeling of Pangla touching my butt.
Sorry, it's just so twistastic.
It's fine. Anyway, let's just be very quiet. Here. Okay, there's a new one.
And break!
Good game, good game. Good game. Good. Oh, we're not doing that? Someone's not getting the sportsmanship award.
Teamwork, yes! That is some good clapping, especially you. You have the hands of a grotesque man twice your size.
Thanks. Okay, so we heard about your great treasure ship where you have all the treasures of a billion conquered worlds.
Including your Earth. We took your greatest treasure, the Big Mac. We found one preserved in space. It is wonderfully disgusting.
Two patties, special sauce, lettuce. It's terrible.
The worst, and also probably old if it survived the fuzzing.
Probably from the Hamburger Frankfurter Museum, which was a museum of hot dogs in Hamburg. They had a mix-up with the Frankfurt Museum of Hamburgers. The Big Macs were sent there by mistake. I'm not sure how that happened. And don't get me started on the Munster Cheddar Museum and the Lake Titicaca's fake
mini. And enough of that. We want to visit the treasure ship and pick one treasure of our choosing.
That is a big ask.
Come on, Parasite Pops, fall for our plan.
What?
All for a tan. I said all for a tan. I sure love tanning. Soak up those rays, that's it.
I like your moxie. Tell you what, you beat me in a spear battle, Marquis of Murderberry rules, and I'll let you pick a treasure. If I win, stabbing promise is voided and I kill you all. Fair?
More than fair. Who's our best fighter? Pangla, you're up.
What? I guess I could fight. I cried a lot when I banged my foot on a rock.
The spirit.
I'll do it.
I'm a master of the spear ever since I took it as my gym elective in primary school.
Well, yeah, but Pangla.
Yeah, shut it. Let's do this.
Nice.
Explosion, it's all. Two ones left, broke.
impressive. That little spin move? Hot. Really smoking moves.
Thank you. It was a close one.
Really was. I'm gonna be sorry to see you go. It's a real tragedy you won't see the treasure ship.
But you said...
Weak spears can also shoot energy blasts, so technically not a stabbing.
Blast! Oh! Val!
He's
blasted her. He maintained the letter of the deal while violating its spirit. Its spirit!
He snaked us like a North Carolina gerrymanderer. Val, are you...
It's... Oh.
Valborg, I'm sorry. It's
all right. I didn't like space much anyway.
Val! No. Stay with us, my caribou munchin' mute cha-cha.
Remember, I have one important thing to say. It's... Ugh.
What could it mean?
Maybe it's the place in our hearts. Ugh! Her passion, her drive!
I think she just...
No. Ugh. Valborg knew the beauty. What is ugh but a feeling that we're feeling deep inside? From the first breath we are breathing through the last before we die. What is ugh but what we're seeking every moment we're alive? Yes, it's ugh. Yes, it's ugh. Yes, it's ugh. What is ugh but a mission you pursue with all your might? With every setback, ammunition for your heart, your soul, your fight. Yes, Ugg's the definition of the pain that stokes the fire. Oh, she was, yes, she was Ugg. Oh, she was Ugg, hard like a stone, warm like a fire, her life her own. And though I miss her, so hard to find, with the space wind in her hair and the wisdom that is Ugg. Gonna go on home to Greenland, be back with the one she loves. And though she's gone, she's living on in every one of us with all her Ugg. What is Ugg but an empty when you're mourning deep inside? A hole you've no hope for mending where your friend once did reside. Except Ugg, what's there to say? To remember, to inspire. She was Ugg, she was Ugg, she was Ugg. Oh yes, she was. She was Ugg, she was Ugg. Yes, she was Ugg, and we are Ugg. Now and forever.
Oh, look, she's moving!
Wait! I just passed out from the blood loss. I didn't mean Ugg. That was just... Oh, the pain. Rather, it's... Listen, here. This time it... Oh...
Okay, I think she's really dead this time.
Then... must be the truth!
Enough! Ugh. This is maudlin.
You big palook. You killed her. We won. We had a deal.
Why did you do that? What's wrong with you?
Me? Me? I'm the Velmok of the Null Empire, but you do not prance into Null space, board the flagship, and not expect suffering. And this is restraint because of you, son. But do not mistake this restraint for weakness. The Ur-spleen shall have its sacrifice. But you did win fair and square, so let's beam over to the treasure ship, and you can pick out the bauble of your choice. Everyone, hold hands.
Do we have to hold hands? My mitts are all sweaty. They're like a leaky sack of clams.
Transport crystals are rare, and their power limited to whatever is in direct tactile contact with them. This is one of seven in the known universe.
Wow, so wait. You could just zap yourself anywhere in the universe?
No, no, it has a limited range, and you have to know where you're going, or you'll end up half-phased into a mountain or a star.
Ah, so it's like a Subaru.
I don't understand. Is that an Earth saying?
No, we don't understand it either.
We rarely do with your meat sack of a son, but we still like him. Okay, mister, we're all holding hands.
Great.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, Fall of the House of Sunshine is offering episode commentary to Fable and Folly Plus supporters, still entirely ad-free. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Stuffing is backwards.
Teletransportation is wonky, but sometimes it hits you just right. What a kick. Woohoo! So, welcome. The treasure ship, which runs from some simple controls via the cockpit over there, it's so simple even one of you dummies could fly it.
Even me?
Yeah, sure. Any's the way. Here are the greatest treasures of millions of extinct worlds. Neat, huh? I mean, the curating needs some work. We're a bit behind. Lots of piles. Let me show you the vase area. Vases are a bit of a thing for some reason.
Can't we just pick our treasure now?
Not before I finish the tour.
But we...
The tour? We do the tour.
Okay.
There's a heck of a vase right here. It's green. Green? Man, what a crazy dead civilization. Any questions about it?
I got a question, Harmless Killabrew. Is it vases or vases? Or is it one of those all vases are vases, but not all vases are vases?
Well, that's cute, son, really. But remember, this is all being insta-translated to me in Nullese via the in-ear translator. The null word is vases. Vases! I can't say the word, it keeps translating it. Vase. Oh, I'm trying to say the null word. Vase. No! Don't translate that. Mi blusa. Vasama. Ya blo. Translate it. It blosu. Don't translate sama. Hold.
What are you trying to do?
I was trying to have it not insta-translate the word vase, because in Nullese, it's sort of a menacing word.
You're already scary. You don't need
yeah,
to.
But I want to. Vase. These translators are... The guy who made them really was more of a salesman than a programmer. Sold us a whole... Well, then we killed him and destroyed the instruction manual, so... Oops on that. Anyway, tour's over. Let's cut to the chase.
Oh, clams. Now you're gonna chase us? I hate running.
Translator must be off again.
No, it's him. He's off.
So, yes. Look around you. Marvel at the options. What do you want?
We want... What was it? Oh, so many glittering. I'm feeling.
Yet there's so many treasures. Maybe we want this.
No, 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 no. We know what we want. We, oh, so metallic.
It's Russ. Hang on, life. What do we want?
What's happening?
Treasure fever. Each of these treasures has a power, a drive. It pulls you, calls to you to possess it, but remember, you can have any of these, but only one.
We must stay strong, but Boozosaurus, a giant booze dinosaur made of booze.
Yes, from the Brontonians. Do you want it?
Stay strong, Detective.
Why? Let your base wants take over. Give in to your worst impulses, your greed, your want. Fight for your treasure. Don't let them have it. Take for yourself. Give in.
Deep
in the belly of a a treasure ship. Jade Beast's laser race with just one pick. Palms, sweat, brow sweat, I'm feeling sick. Oh no! Gold crowns, silk gowns, platinum pearls. The highest value treasures from a million worlds. Calling my name, think I'm gonna hurl. Oh no!
Want it? Oh, you really want it? Oh, you really want it? Oh, you really want it?
You. Clap, clap, clap. Good work. You overcame the treasure madness. Usually that drives anyone to insanity and they choke to death on envy and greed. Classic scam.
You were trying to mentally mix us, you dirt bird.
Guilty.
Well, we got you. Give us that fart chip, murder dad.
Oh, yeah, about that. I'm just gonna kill all of you.
But you made a deal.
Well, I made a deal you could get a treasure. I never said it won't kill you right after, or right before, or right during. You never specified a no-kill clause.
What? You crumb bum.
Oh, yes, my bum is quite crumb. But your bums are not sans crumbs either. You bust into my galaxy, attack me, make demands, and not one of you complimented my awesome collection of ultraviolet inspirational posters!
I didn't even notice the posters.
You noticed them! You all noticed them, you little heroes. You think you're so great, chosen by destiny. Oh, save my planet, stop the villains, blah, blah, blah. I've seen it a million times. It's passé, dull.
Not as dull as those posters.
You think you were the first to come here? We've killed countless groups of gumption-stuffed do-gooders who on a wish and chance thought they could save their world. Bright-eyed protagonists with tragic backstories, redemptive arcs, rags to riches. They all came here and they...
all lived happy.
No, they all died. All of them. And now you will die too. If you think you can wrench the fart knocker from the Null's grip, go ahead. But no one has ever done it, and none ever will.
Ha! I like those odds. Why? Because listen up, everyone. I got something to say. We can do this. How? Because we got drive and spunk. Real spunk. Thick spunk. We're just full of spunk. Bursting with spunk. We can't just keep it in. We're spraying our spunk all over the...
Yeah, stop. Just stop that.
I'm just talking about spunk.
I can dig it.
Indeed. It may be hard to swallow, but perhaps it is more spunk than I can handle. I've changed my mind again. You know what? New deal.
No,
No more deals.
But I'm the best at deals. You'll like this one.
No, we won't agree to anything.
If you don't like it, you don't have to take it.
Deal. Wait. Damn, I just can't say no to his deals.
I'll give you the fart knocker, and that's that.
Deal. Hooray. We did it.
I wasn't done.
Too bad. We already agreed.
Great. Positivity. Love it. In return, Detective Dan Kent stays with me, and we rule the Null as parasitic spore father and host son. How's about that?
No way. We are not giving Dan Kent to you.
Yeah, undeal. Dan Kent is... mostly he's an enemy to me, but he's my enemy. He's the Javert to my Valjean, the Jerry to my Tom, the ghost emoji to my eggplant emoji.
Yeah, he's ours! Dan Kent is a real cool dude, sure, who's covered in some wits and fleas. But we love him from his greasy face right down to his advanced undiagnosed liver disease. 'Cause that's our stinky Dan Kent! We love our stinky Dan Kent! Smells like he's begun to ferment! His health is on the descent! He is not well, but well is what he means, and so he is a friend to me. Sure, he's unremarkable, his off to have is farcical, and most of this is all his fault. But he's the straight male lead that all of us agree we really couldn't do with, well, maybe couldn't do without. 'Cause he's our stinky Dan Kent. Yeah! His flatulence is frequent. Hey, yeah! Not very intelligent. But gentle, loving, well meant. Bad at his job, but he tries at least half the time. As a detective, defective, and should be fired. Has trouble breathing, just standing, it's kind of wild. He is not well, but well is what he means, and so he is a friend to me.
Ugh, gross singing. So stupid. I hate it.
That's it. We can beat him by singing.
It doesn't hurt me. It just annoys me. There's no win the day by singing. You are all so stupid.
Look, we all love songs and singing and are stupid, but... wait, that's odd. That song.
Why is it odd? We know songs all the time, Sylvie.
Right, but that seemed like too many. There was the Spear one.
Exciting!
Valborg's Ugh. The Treasure Madness one.
Spooky.
Your song about Dan Kent.
Best one.
That feels like more than usual. It must mean something.
Perhaps it's that we're nearing the end of something.
Or sometimes there's just more songs.
Let's just agree to disagree. No, that's too sad. Let's just agree. Agree to agree. Agreed? Hooray!
Hello, powerful dictator holding your life in his hands over here. We're sort of in the middle of something.
Yeah, we're in the middle of not giving you Dan Kent.
Ah, shucks. Thanks, guys. Mostly you, Bloor. You're all great. All of you. That's why I gotta stay. It's the only way you get out alive. I don't like it, but it's what needs to be done. For you all. Make Valborg and Hooftina's sacrifice worth it. You fly that fart ship. Undo the whole Earth. Blow up thing. Make the solar system great again. You win, Null Dad. I'm yours.
Oh my goodness! Will Dan Kent really go with Velmok Kvold? Can our hero stop it? Find out next time on Our Dumb Universe, Episode 11, Father Knows Best.
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. Learn more about the show and cast at podmusical.com. Consider buying your favorite songs at bandcamp.com and getting official merch at tpublic.com. Also, if you went to Bizarro World and saw Bizarro Seinfeld, he'd say, "That's the deal with airplane food." Just a thought. Make sure to like, rate, subscribe, and most of all, have a suntabulous bicuspid of a day.
Two patties, special sauce, lettuce. It's terrible.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.